From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A small earthquake in the Trinidad area this morning had a magnitude of 3.9. The U.S. Geological Survey originally put the quake at 4.5. As of earlier today, authorities in Los Angeles County and in New Mexico's Colfax County said there were no reports of damage. A recent report from the national nonprofit, the Hispanic Access Foundation, is urging the importance of protecting public lands and open spaces to meet the growing needs of the state's rising Latino population. Binta Berkland has more.
The report says it will be vital in the coming years to engage a diverse population in ongoing conservation efforts. Nita Gonzalez is the state director for Nuestro Rio, a nonprofit that aims to connect youth to Colorado's rivers. She says Latino youth especially face a lot of barriers to gaining access to the outdoors.
You know, it's one thing to say it's free, but how did they get there? Has anyone thought about? We are not a community that is very wealthy. When do they get there? Do they know they can?
The state's Latino community makes up almost 20% of the overall population, but in the next two decades is expected to rise to roughly a third of the population. Environmental groups and state officials are working on long-term plans to make sure all Coloradans live within a short walk to a park, trail, or open space. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The July 28th hailstorm that hit Colorado Springs is now among the most damaging events in Colorado history. An insurance industry trade group says the storm garnered $352.8 million in claims for damages to homes and vehicles. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.